May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 687. Ye broken hearts all, who cry out unclean, and taste of the gall of indwelling sin, lamenting it truly and loathing it too, and seeking help duly, as sinners must do. 687.
Thank you. Let us read from Hosea, chapters 11 and 14. Hosea, chapters 11 and 14. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with the cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat upon them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refuse to return. And the sword shall abide on his cities, and shall consume his branches and devour them because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria. And I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord. Ephraim compassed me about with lies. In the house of Israel, with deceit. But Judah yet ruleth with God, and is faithful with the saints. We turn now to the last chapter. Chapter 14. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us, We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as a dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under the shadow shall, under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn, and grow as the wine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. O Lord, we make our petition. Wilt thou grant unto us? Hear us and speak alike the breath of prayer, the grace of supplication. We would not ask in any formal way, but conscious of that necessity to be led of thy Spirit as we approach the God of heaven and of earth. One says, thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. For his power and love is such, you can never ask too much. Lord, grant us faith. Without faith, we read, 'tis impossible to please God. He that believeth, he that approacheth unto God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We come once again to the closing hours of yet another day of our short life. And this we have to say. We've much to confess. Many infirmities to groan under. Much to be ashamed of. But, O Lord, this we would record. thy mercies are indeed more than a match for our that wonders to feel its hardness in thou. O Lord, we thank thee for thy continuing mercies. And though fears and unbelief rises yet again, O Lord, what cause we have to raise those Ebenezers to thy praise, to make mention of thy righteousness. For in the Lord is righteousness and strength. And we would draw from that fullness even this evening. We come amongst this people. We ask thy blessing, Lord, to rest upon them. We seek that there may be that provision for their never dying souls, that they might be upon that stretch seeking that food, that heavenly manna. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Lord, we ask that thou wouldst feed the flock, that thou wouldst open their eyes to see the blessed truths of the gospel. Whilst they may feel much, O Lord, of that oppression, within and without, O cause them to know and feel that thou, the Lord God omnipotent, reigneth. And may we, for this short season together, dip our feet in oil. May we be made acceptable unto the brethren. Oh, may there be that spoken, Lord, which shall redound to thine honour and thy glory, that shall meet even those hard cases, maybe some impossible cases, impossible with man. That may be those things which are so great are the things which, compared with those, are but small. And yet, O Lord, 'tis thou alone that can open the doors and make thy way plain before our eyes. Pardon our every sin, we pray thee. Cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Oh, leave us not to cover our sins. Flesh would, creature seeks, oh, so often to justify itself. Lord, we confess it. Perhaps others amongst us do so also. Lord, may we not cover our sins, but may we be enabled to confess them before thee and to seek that forgiveness that is with thee, that thou mayest be feared. 'Tis only thou that canst cover our sins to our souls rejoicing. Cover with that mantle of thy forgiving love. Oh, with Israel, we have to confess. Oh, Israel, thou hast Thou hast, Lord, it's our sins. Our sins. Forsaken thee we have. Forgotten thee oftentimes we do. O Lord, thou didst speak to Israel. Thou didst set forth that way of return. May we become as we have acknowledged to the evening and the closing hours of the day. Oh, help us to bow before thee and to confess all. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We pray, Lord, that there may be then some help for those weary pilgrims this evening. To many, the closing day of another work week. O Lord, may it be, they shall rejoice in thee. We pray for Zion, the little companies that gather together up and down this land and in other lands. Thou knowest those that are thine. Though not all are in association with us as a little denomination, oh, we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast those scattered throughout the world, and that thou wouldst bring even from the four corners of the earth such unto the footstool of thy mercy. Do thou mercifully cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love that which causes such dissension in Zion. We pray, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem. Wilt thou build her walls? Much rubbish to be removed. O Lord, where there is that offensive to thee, where there is that that causes the withholding of the power of thy Spirit, that thou hast that controversy with us cannot be dismissed. Lord, it is so. Turn again our captivity, we pray. Restore unto us those years that the locust have eaten. Oh, come again, we pray. We long for thine appearing in Zion. That outpouring of thy Spirit. We do thank thee where there are those earnest. Oh, we would not dismiss, Lord, those times and seasons, those helps along the way. But we have to cry in the petition of Jabez, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Oh, may we not so grieve thee with our backslidings. Lord, 'tis those indeed blessings we desire. Say unto our souls, I am thy salvation. Time fast hastens on. Eternity, oh, before us, tremendous sound. To guilty souls a dreadful wound. But oh, if Christ and heaven be mine, how sweet the accents, how divine. Bless this congregation. Remember those young in years. Oh, may they realize the reality of true religion. And Lord, as thou dost, cause them to cry for that reality. Oh, give them grace, Lord, to realize it is often not in the way they might expect, but into those dark seasons they are led to realize that thou art the God of all grace, of all mercy. Sustain them, Lord, we pray, in those terrible things in righteousness, where any may have felt, do feel, to be even amongst those places now. O Lord, do grant support in Christ. Do help them, Lord, to continue. Help them to say with Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. So remember, aged friends, we pray, they that have come long way in that pilgrimage, may it an eventide be light. Bless those with any particular burden upon their spirit. Lord, thou knowest what it is. May those cases be met. Lord, where affliction abounds, we pray for healing, that sustaining grace, that supporting grace. We thank thee, Lord, where thou dost appear. O Lord, and we pray that there may come forth from these things even profit for the soul. By these things men live, and in all these things is the very life of our spirit. We pray, O Lord, thou hast raised up a generation to serve thee, to call thee blessed. Thus remember, Lord, little ones, babes. Oh, have mercy upon them. We often wonder, what will they live to see, if spared? Hear the parents' cries, the grandparents' petition. O Lord, do thou be an hedge around about these young in years, as they must of necessity mingle with those that fear thee not. May they remember, even their young minds can and do, we testify of it, remember those things that are spoken. O may it be, Lord, that these things shall in thine hand be that restraint upon their spirit as they grow into maturity. Now, Lord, we would not multiply words. Much, oh, much we have need of, that thou knowest. We remember our nation before thee. We bear before thee our rulers, the royal family, our armed forces, police forces. We pray, Lord, oh, in these dark days, days, Lord, of much trouble indeed. It is a day of trouble. Oh, may we be enabled rightly to lay these things before thee. Oh, now we need that help of thy spirit. Why thou shouldst send such a poor stammerer, we cannot comprehend. But Lord, thou hast given a word. We pray thou wouldst give light upon it. And may it be for thy glory, and for the hearer's good. We ask these mercies, along with every unmentioned favour, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 627. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he does wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. a sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. 627.
Thank you. seeking the grace of dependence upon the Lord. We venture to the words you will find in Hosea from chapter 14, reading the second verse. Hosea, chapter 14, verse 2. Take with you words and turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. These words were spoken as concerning Israel. It will be remembered, this nation was that nation chosen of God for a people that should be formed. And even in a natural way, show forth his praise. A people for whom the God of Israel wrought many a great and wonderful work, delivering them from their enemies, supplying their need through that wilderness journey, granting them again and again his divine protection as they journeyed toward that promised inheritance. But Israel, Israel, she fell into sin. And continually we read in Scripture of how she forgot him, forsook him, thought little of him, and joined herself with idols, the work of men's hands, and thought to profit from that source. Israel. A picture indeed. Oh, can we say it, of every believer's heart. Who is there among us who can say, we have not sinned, we have not come short, that we do not continually walk in such paths? The secrets of the heart are revealed, though they may be hidden from those around us. Each heart knoweth its own bitterness. The prophet Hosea labored long in his ministry. We believe it right to say over 70 years. He ministered in the time of Isaiah, of Amos, and Micah. For the most part, speaking in and around Samaria. He witnessed a sad declension in spiritual life amongst that people. A solemn, sad declension of vital godliness. And he had, by the Spirit's leading, to warn and reprove the people because of their sins. For the most part of this book, we read of how those reproofs were administered and many a warning was given. Would she hear? If she did hear, I speak now as those things, of those things that affect us in our paths. I say, would she hear? And if she did hear, how she soon forgot and returned to her own ways. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Israel. Oh, what a picture of our own hearts. At the prophecy we find, there's that spoken against her. Day by day, and especially at the evening hour, we have to hang our head in shame and confess we're not what we ought to be. We fail. We come short. Who can say? Who can say that they have not sinned? That they have not come short? These words I bring before you this evening were just mentioned by a dear servant of the Lord last evening. They laid with such weight upon one spirit. During the night season, I awoke. Still they were there. Friends, this is what came upon one spirit. How could I? Oh, such a wretched wanderer from the Lord. I speak of those heart wanderings, those heart backslidings. How could one bring before this people such a word as this? Himself standing so guilty before Israel's God. The word is one of encouragement. Oh, truly, dears, there is that spoken here in the latter portion of this prophecy, this short prophecy, of that way of return. what need we have. Oh, Satan played one with the thought. Is it not presumption to suggest that you as a congregation need such a word? Dear Deacon, now passed into glory, often used to say, after the word come, there's no other word so refreshing as to hear that word return. Return. Come just as thou art. I felt much encouragement in reading the short portion in this month's Zion's Witness. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? There's not one upon earth that can justify themselves in the sight of God. There's not one upon earth that can claim to being pure in heart. Not one that is free from sin. 'Tis part of us. What enemies are sin? Self and Satan. But blessed be God, there is a way. Now, remember these words here that we've taken by way of tags are spoken to Israel. They're not to the heathen nations round about them, but to those people, that people that have known what it is to be brought up out of the wilderness. That people who have been taught and instructed in the way of truth. What makes their sin so grievous and bears so heavy upon their spirit is the very fact that they know it is not right in the sight of God, that they have of themselves received such favor, such grace, that this increases the very sense of shame and confusion. Now, friend, do I speak to any who, like myself, have to groan under these infirmities, burdened with these sins? Fill much of the workings of self within. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I say, do I speak? Does the Spirit direct the word into the very heart of any who may even at this time secretly be weeping before the Lord? There is a path which no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen. It is an hidden path. The critical eye of the mere professor never comes into that way. But they that are taught of the Lord, whom the Spirit is instructing in that right way, will know what it is to seek grace to return. Now we have these encouraging words. O Israel, 'tis recognized thou hast Thou hast forsaken, thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Did we not see thy bleed was in prayer? Even here this evening, that we should never cover our sins, never seek thus, but make open confession of them. There is forgiveness with him, that he may be feared. Thou hast. Oh, look not to another. I say, look not to another. Do any rise up with indignation, as the word may be pointed unto them. Thou art the man. Thou art the man. Fallen by thine iniquity. Oh, rather, that it might be the language of the heart, I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him. Now, Israel, there is this open door. There is this door of mercy, open all day. The poor and the needy. To say the knocker upon mercy's door is low, and low enough even for the most afflicted soul to find. It stands open all day and all night. The poor and the needy that knock by the way. Now, Israel, turn, return. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of his people? Who is a God? I say again, there's nothing more sweet after hearing that word come than to hearken unto that word of God's grace. Oh, poor, sin-distressed soul, nothing more pleasant than to hear that word of God's grace. Return, return unto me. Hosea's path was a most distressing one. So that he might proclaim of a sin forgiving God, he had to walk that path, even to take unto himself an adulteress. He had to speak of that love that never changes, that watches o'er those sins with forbearance. Where is the bill of thy mother's divorcement is spoken by another? Where? It cannot be found, because it was never, never written. But such is the love of God through Christ Jesus. A substitute there is, one who has stood in thy room, place and stead. He hates our sins. He loves those persons in Christ. And this is the gospel. Now saith the prophet by way of instruction unto this people, take with you words. Oh, take with you words. Venture to the footstool of mercy. And many a time have we felt, oh, so tempted, so overcome with sin. Knowest thou anything of these things? And it's been that which has caused a preventing of venturing. Will God look upon such a one as I? Oh, can it be there's mercy still? I've sinned against light, against knowledge. I seek these hard sins, these backslidings of heart. The instruction is given here. Oh, take with you words. And we are instructed as to what we speak. Oh, it is not to come with any flowery language. It is the broken heart, the contrite spirit. The Lord will not despise. This is the sacrifice. This is the rendering of the calves of our lips as we go with that broken heart, contrite spirit. Before the Lord, I've sinned against light and against knowledge. I've done this great evil in thy sight. But you may say, I'm not as bad as others. Pray for the Spirit's teaching. If that prayer be heard and answered, you'll never speak in that manner again. Oh, such sins will open up before your eyes. Various chambers in the heart, that deceitful heart, which will cause thee to cry out, unclean, unclean. O wretched man that I am. But there's mercy in Christ. The Lord says, return. I think of the prodigal. He spent his all in with that riotous living. Would fain have filled his belly with the husk of the swine did eat, till his eyes were turned toward his father's house, and he would venture, come again, return, in returning and in rest shall ye be strengthened. Now take with you words. Turn to the Lord. Into thy closet. Bear before your Maker. Seek grace. Oh, seek grace. To venture your all upon him. Thy whole dependence on me fix. And venture to be naught. And it's these words that came so forcibly upon one spirit. Take away all iniquity. This is the request. Friends, can there be reconciliation where there is that which comes between? Still that which provokes God to anger. In the affairs of this life, in our dealings one with another. Oh, for there to be any reception, any unity, even in temporal things, there must be reconciliation if there hath been conflict. How much more so? I say, how much more so in spiritual things? So here is the word. The Lord instructs us in our ignorance. He directs us in our weakness. He helps us among those infirmities to plead so before the Lord. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Now, how can this be? Israel has sinned. God is just. and holy too. He cannot look upon sin, upon any transgression, with any degree of allowance, friends. What hope hath Israel? Here's the gospel. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to work out that redemption, to deliver his people, the chosen of the Father, the elect of grace, those given unto Christ to redeem. He came, willingly came, to take away all iniquity. We hear, after those tremendous sufferings in Gethsemane, the groanings of that holy human soul of Christ, that affliction that bore upon his spirit. We hear that triumphant word resound from Calvary's tree. It is finished. The work is done. Salvation is of the Lord. We come to those words. In the Lord is righteousness and strength. I suppose not one of us would ever deny it. We recognize the truth. But friend, you feel something more. My poor soul cries out for God, that he would reveal himself as my salvation. In him is salvation. In him is strength. Said one, the Lord is my strength, and is become my salvation. We rejoice with weeping as we consider Gethsemane and Calvary. We look for his appearing, the Spirit of God, his work, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Take away. As far as the east is from the west, so far are thy transgressions removed from thee. Take away. Zion is caused to see. 'Tis this that prevents that quietness and confidence in God. Oh, 'tis this that comes between. 'Tis this that mars communion. Oh, take away is the cry of this living soul. 'Tis not the cry of a dead professor. It's the cry of the living soul in Zion. Take it away, Lord. This transgression of mine iniquity. How can it be done? You song of it. We turn to that fountain. Behold the wounded side of Jesus. A fountain opened for sin and all uncleanness. One says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Now returning sinner. Peter, went out and wept bitterly. Perhaps there's such an one here this evening even. Even such an one that feels like Peter in his weeping. Perhaps there's one like this. How oft, alas, this wretched heart hath wandered from the Lord. How oft my roving thoughts depart forgetful of his word, yet sovereign mercy calls return. Dear Lord, may I come. May I come. Lay the emphasis there. If I know anything about it, you'll be caused to lay the emphasis there. For it's my sins. My sins. Mine iniquities. My transgressions. Dear Lord, and may I come. My vile ingratitude I mourn. Oh, take the wanderer home. And canst thou, wilt thou yet forgive and bid my crimes remove? And shall a pardoned rebel live to speak thy wondrous love? Take with you words. Take away all iniquity. Can the burdened, loving heart of the natural parent turn from those cries of the child that seeks forgiveness? Hard heart indeed. Whatever be the offence, still a child, the father, the mother's heart loves that child despite all its sin. I say, can such an one turn away from those cries? Now consider it. As one whom his mother loveth, so the Lord loveth his people. And one whom his father pitieth, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He stands ready. Oh, wondrous grace. Were this not so, many of us would not be where we are tonight. And I know of a certainty, I would never stand in this place were it not for that word of mercy. Oh, mercy, return. Return. Take with you words. See the path. Repentance. Godly sorrow. Lord, take away mine iniquity. Purge me from my sins. Plunge me in that fountain opened for sin and all uncleanness. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If thou canst do anything, so said a distraught father, if thou canst do anything, have compassion upon us and help us. It is not to suggest that he thought nothing could be done, nor doth it suggest in these returning souls, these returning believers, for they do believe. They do believe. They have to groan under those infirmities. Oh, it is in this way we so learn Christ. It is not as a schoolboy learns his tasks. It is not that which is merely read out of the book and others' experiences. It is, oh, the walking in these paths. There's terrible things in righteousness. Weeping before the Lord and the cry, "O Asher, will not now save us? We will ride no more upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. Ye are our gods." How many times? Oh, be honest before the Lord. How many times have you thought thus? But not now. He's weakened thy strength in the way. He's brought thee to that place of utter helplessness. Oh, what can I do? What can I do? I can do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Take with you words. Say unto him, "Oh, this is that which is the barrier betwixt my soul and thee. Take away this iniquity. Come, let us reason together. Though thy sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Take away. Who is this that forgiveth sins?" said those Jews of old. "Who is this?" They broke out and rose up, declaiming Christ, but those humble souls. This woman, Simon, seest thou this woman? Take away all iniquity. Great sinner, much forgiven. I believe I commenced near the beginning of these few remarks and says something to this effect. Friends, we have, oh, so much cause for confession. But we have, oh, can I speak it in this way? Greater cause. I do not belittle those shortcomings, nor those forsakings of God. God forbid. But friends, it's in the returning that we come and know a little of that love of Christ in the soul. And we love him because he first loved us. He turns our captivity. Take away all iniquity. How can we be received graciously? To put it another way, graciously received. How can we find approbation with God? But that sin be forgiven. That there is that peace with God. That's sealed by his Holy Spirit. Now, friend, is this the cry of your heart? Is this how you've learned Christ? Return again. We're wanderers. We're forgetful. How came you by that knowledge of Christ? Through his compassion, was it not? Through his tenderness. His sympathy. He broke not your back, as it were, under that affliction. He caused you not to be cast out, even as that cumbereth the ground. But he showed mercy. The Good Samaritan. He came where he was. Came where he was. We read and read again the parable. There's nothing there spoken as concerning that man which would lift him up as an example of righteousness. He'd fallen among thieves. Have you fallen among thieves? They robbed thee of thy of that communion with God. I say, have they robbed thee of that nearness unto him. If they come between, maybe a wandering thought, maybe even rebellion in the heart, it may be, or in hard things spoken, as concerning the God of all grace. These things have robbed thee. And will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, saith the prophet of old. Ye have robbed me. Now return. Seek again. Seek again his face. 'Tis that path for the penitent. That one lowly in himself. The proud Pharisee now comes this way. But 'tis that poor publican. Oh, I speak in all simplicity, as it is given. The poor publican. What did he do? Beat upon the breast. God be merciful unto me, a sinner. But what saith the Lord? You ever noted that? But I say unto you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Return. There's mercy with God. That sympathizing heart. Oh, I love those words. I believe we've known a little of it. That he still retains. In heaven's high courts above, he feels for each tempted member's pains, for our afflictions, his return. Never have any seeking grace to return, confessing their sins in all sincerity, moved by the Spirit of God to humble themselves unto the mighty hand of God. I say, never have any coming such, returning so, been turned from mercy's door. Take with you word. Take away all iniquity and receive us. Receive us graciously. Did not the psalmist in that penitential psalm, after having earnestly sought the mercy of God that wrought out of his Spirit, even seeking forgiveness, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Deliver me from blood guiltiness. Open thou my lips. Here we have one who, having tasted that the Lord is good, his heart softened with a sense of forgiveness, tears readily ran down his cheeks. Would he not speak to the glory of God? Thou desirest not sacrifice, tis not sacrifice, bulls and goats. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Then saith he, oh, this is no empty vow. We are enjoined to pay that we owe. A vow made should be kept. Friends, there are times when overcome with the goodness of God to such a vile sinner, there is this that moves the heart to speak, yea, to give utterance with the lips. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. There's none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Return. Return. I think I can get it of those lines of him. Return unto thy rest. Return. Return, O believer. That's it. O believer, return unto thy rest. The dove could find no rest for the sole of her foot. Is this the cry of your heart? Put forth thine hand. Pull me in. Exert that bow. Friends, that's mine. I trust I can say it. Have I companions? The Lord forgive what has been spoken in weakness, that which is amiss in his sight.
God willing, Mr. Jim Ince is expected to preach next Lord's Day in the evening. And next week we hope to hold our Thanksgiving services on Saturday, when Mr. Jonathan Buss is expected to preach. Let us close with hymn 599. Ye sons of God, be wise and learn your Father's will. By faith lift up your eyes to yonder shining hill. No smoke, no thunderbolts are there, nor wrath to sink you in despair. 599.
Thank you.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you each.